Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our first ever show in Oklahoma City at the Oklahoma City Civic Center Music Hall on September 23rd. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey there.
Who's this?
This is Steve Yerby from Richmond, Vermont, but I'm actually visiting Texas for my 20th high school reunion.
Oh, really? Are you one of those people who didn't want to go to your reunion unless you felt you were successful and or handsome enough? Or did you...
I might be neither. That might be your problem.
All right. Well, they'll still love you for who you are, just like they used to do. Maybe
when you run into that guy who's running the Fortune 500 company, say, "Hey, I didn't hear you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend."
I was on. You somehow weren't there. You
know? I'm sorry. I was busy listening to myself on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So what
That'll
were you
help.
Saying?
That'll help. Well, welcome to the show, Steve. Carl Castle right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm excited to.
Here we go. Here's your first limerick.
My expectations are big, so I'm building a house out of twigs. And I go, wee, 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 because I get things for free. Yes, life's looking good for this.
Pig.
Yes.
All right.
You probably thought that pigs are somewhat stoic about their role as breakfast meat incubators, but you'd be wrong. Because according to pig psychologists, first, there are pig psychologists. And second, pigs can be both optimistic and pessimistic about life. Scientists figured this out by studying them in controlled environments. Pigs in lush surroundings exhibited a willingness to explore and take risks, while pigs in sort of your basic pig pen seem to sense danger and strange noise or objects. Also, when asked about the future, half of them said, "Well, I'll be turned into bacon." And the other half said, "Bacon? I'll be delicious."
That's a pig with a super attitude.
That's
right
a great attitude. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
My third horn will go, yes, I swear it drops. The other two are a shy pair of flops. This dino's not scary. I'm just ordinary. There's no such thing as a...
Oh, triceratops?
Yes, there you go. Well done. Do you remember when you were a kid and your favorite dinosaur was the triceratops, that brave, tough, but cute three-horned plant eater who was always standing up to the bully T-Rex? If so, then I am about to break your heart. There is no such thing as a triceratops.
But I've seen the bones!
Well, it turns out it's just a young Torosaurus, fossilized before it grew up, changed its skull shape, got braces, and went extinct.
Land Before Time DVD, you've lied to me for the final time.
I know!
We lost the Brontosaurus a few years ago.
We did. There is
too.
No such thing as a Brontosaurus.
It's almost like these dinosaurs are dying out.
It's terrible. Here is your last limerick.
Oh.
This issue will feature Macbeth. He knew how to draw a last breath. Our articles show how different folks go. Our magazine celebrates...
death?
Yes!
Oh.
This week, we're excited to read about the launching of a new magazine about death. It's called Eulogy. But much like, say...
Worst business model ever, by the way.
On. Well, no, it works out because much like 17 magazine is aimed at 12 and 13-year-olds,
oh.
Eulogy is aimed at people who are not yet dead.
Oh.
They're aspiring.
It's aspirational.
It's aspirational.
But they do ask you to pay up front.
Carl, how did Steve do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, so Steve wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much.